Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Murray, who is the Vice President of Economic Affairs with McGraw-Hill. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for being with us today. I know that every year you come out with the Construction Outlook, and you've just recently published Construction Outlook 2012. I want to talk to you about that. Before we do that, we should say that McGraw-Hill is the company that publishes the Dodge Report, so you're very much an expert on what's going on with construction starts, aren't you?
We do try to, you know, maintain a sense of the pulse of the industry, and all our data is based off of individual projects added on up, so it's about as detailed and comprehensive as you can get.
Before we get into the details, what is your outlook for the economic conditions moving forward?
This has been obviously a disappointing recovery, and we don't really see that much of a change taking place in 2012. I think a few months ago, there was a lot of concern that the U.S. economy was going to be sliding back into recession, but that seems to have eased a bit over the past couple of weeks. And certainly the, I guess, buoyant sales figures of the Black Friday activities, you know, would seem to push it a little bit further into, yes, we're still going to be seeing some expansion as opposed to slipping back into recession. I mean, that being said, employment growth remains pretty weak. Don't really see much of a change in the near term. A lot of it has to do with the pervasive uncertainty that the economy is currently going through, and businesses remain very reluctant to hire or expand capacity.
Let's get in some of the details. As you look at construction starts and the value of construction starts, in 2010, there was a $411 billion value.
Well, actually, the revised figure for 2010 would be $429 billion, and the estimate for this year is $410. So we're looking at a 4% decline in terms of our outlook. And, you know, we have been expecting single-family housing to show some very faint improvement. It's important to keep in mind that any change from an extremely low level might have somewhat of a misleading percent change, but as it's turned out for single-family housing, in dollar terms, this year it looks like it's going to be down 5%, and that mild pickup that we had back in 2010 for single-family housing was really related to the home buyer tax incentives, and that pushed it up artificially, and it's since slipped back.
So the call for 2012 for single-family housing is up what percentage?
We're looking at a 7% increase in units and a 10% gain in value. Essentially, the level for single-family housing that we're looking at for 2012 in terms of units is exactly the same level that was present back in 2009. I mean, what happened after that slight pickup in 2010? It's weakened in 2011, so basically the improvement that we have for 2012 in terms of units only brings it back to its 2009 level.
And what is that unit number? It's 400 and some thousand, right?
2009, it was 435,000 units. 2010, it picked up to 446,000. This year, the estimate is 405,000, and we're looking for, again, this modest gain back to 435. This is still well below the million unit plus level that many analysts feel this market should be operating at.
And one of the big issues is the decline in household formations, right?
Well, household formations have been off, although I think certainly with improving economic fortunes, you would think that household formations should be picking up, but we're talking about very weak job growth. You know, household formation is going to probably remain stalled through at least the first half of 2012. There are some bright spots in the industry. Multifamily housing has been showing some life. I think it's important to note that multifamily housing has been one of the brighter spots, again, though, with the important caveat that we're moving from very, very low levels. Basically, we saw this market bottom out in 2009, and in dollar terms, in 2010, we had a 17% increase. This year, we're expecting in dollar terms, a 13% gain, and next year, we're looking at an 18% gain in units. What we've lost on the single-family side, it's helped increase some of the demand for multifamily housing, and by multifamily housing, I'm talking apartments as opposed to condos. The multifamily total does include condos, but the upward impetus for multifamily housing is from apartment buildings as opposed to more condominium development.
All right, so let's move over to the commercial side. There's several sectors that you track on the commercial side in the buildings area, which does affect flooring. Tell us what your read is there.
In terms of commercial building, we are seeing some improvement, and in dollar terms, the estimate is for a 6% gain in 2011 to be followed by a very modest 8% gain in 2012. That being said, what we're seeing is continued weakness for the institutional building categories such as schools and hospitals. We've seen some improvement for hotels coming from extremely low levels. In the case of offices, you know, it's really waiting for more contribution from the private office building side as opposed to government office buildings. With the winding down of the federal stimulus support, we're going to be losing some of those government office buildings in terms of starts, and the hope is that on the private side, some of the private office buildings will be able to pick up the slack. Overall, the office building market in terms of dollar change, and it's, you know, essentially flat in 2011 and at most a 5% gain in 2012. The biggest area of concern would be retail construction. Certainly there's a glut of retail space, and I don't really see any surge for store construction in the near term. The one bright spot for store construction would be the fact that alteration work has continued to hold up relatively well for that particular category.
Well, let's talk about alteration work. When you start talking about McGraw-Hill's construction outlook, are you capturing any alteration work, or is that all just new construction?
Our data covers new additions and major alterations. So all the dollar figures include major alteration projects.
Okay, because we are seeing some nice increases on the remodel side, and some of that is captured in your numbers.
That is correct.
All right, so in summary, the commercial building market you expect will grow about 8%.
But the big negative is the institutional market, such as schools and hospitals, and that is why, okay, we've got an 8% gain for commercial, but institutional, which is double the size of commercial, is down 2% after dropping 15% this year. And so overall non-residential building is going to be up only 2% in 2012.
And on multifamily, you're looking for an 18% increase. And for single-family housing, what was the number?
Single-family was a 10% increase in dollar value. And we're still way, way below levels that were present 5 to 7 years ago.
And construction dollars are what forms jobs, and it's a catch-22. We're not going to see the economy recover until the construction starts picking up, and we're not going to see construction start picking up until the economy starts to recover, right?
Yeah, it's kind of they kind of work together.
Okay, Bob, I appreciate you spending time with us again. We've been talking to Bob Murray, who is Vice President of Economic Affairs with McGraw-Hill, and you've been listening to Kempar and FordDaily.net.